to day one of Emerald City Comic Con. We don't normally do this one on a Thursday. We're gonna build up a head of steam here. We're not exhausted enough for this insane shit. Oh, by the way, I'm gonna swear. Welcome to the unbelievably ninth annual Convention Horror Stories panel.
Every year
that they let us come back to this convention. Raise your hands if you've been to this panel before. What is wrong with you people? And you've dragged your friends to initiate them, to pop the cherry of insanity that is this panel. 9 years ago, oh God, I had a lot less gray hair, and Jim Demonakos, the man who started this wonderful convention, I used to tell these stories. We would go out for beers after the show, and I would make him laugh until he would be snorting beer out his nose. And he's like, "You have to do a panel about that." And I was like, "Fuck no, there is no way I will ever say any of those stories in daylight." And Jim Demonakos knew that I am a very loyal Canadian, so when he put a panel together, I would show up. And then he did it again, and then he did it again. Second year, I literally said, "Oh, you know who tells fucked up stories like you do? Katie Cook, the wonderful Katie Cook. We should just put you guys on a panel together. We never met." And we finished the panel, and we were like blood brothers. We have seen some shit.
It was a pact.
It was a pact that was formed on that very day. And thus, our pilgrimage began. So, a little bit of introduction. This is Katie Cook, give it up for her again. You might have known your works.
I was once one of the lead writers for My Little Pony Friendship is Magic for IDW. I also illustrate Star Wars books, I've done stuff for Marvel, and I currently do my creator own project, Nothing Special, on Webtoon.
My name is Jim Zub. I am currently one of the co-writers of a struggling title called The Avengers for Marvel. I've written Samurai Jack, Dungeons and Dragons, how did I get here? Conan the Barbarian, and I write a book for Marvel called Champions right now. Having an absolute blast. 9 years ago, I was a struggling idiot comic writer, and now I'm a apparently successful idiot comic writer. And still here after all these years. So the way this thing works is, we've done a lot of conventions. How long have you been conventioning for? Conventioneering, conventionating?
Let's not let this age me. But it's gotta be like, what, 12 years?
12 years you've been doing the con circuit? Okay. Yeah, I've been doing cons steadily since 2002. And I'm doing probably a dozen a year.
I used to do 18 a year. Last year I cut back to 8. Because I have children. And apparently, if you're gone enough, you come home and they say, "Oh, aren't you daddy's friend?"
So,
I thought might be a problem.
So, 17 times 12 is a lot. I've done a lot of conventions, and we have the scars to prove it, and I earned this gray hair, damn it. And you build up this lexicon with your friends. You build up a family of people, the bulwark between you and the insanity. And it's not to just say that fans are insane. Some are. But you are insane. We're all fucking insane. We're all crazy to do this stuff and love this stuff and be so invested in all these wonderful things. And it changes you. It changes you, guys. And it eats your brain, and then it spits it back out, and then you remold it, and then you do it again, and you do it again. And you realize that this is a very strange time in your life, and the people you meet and their excitement is wonderful and horrifying and amazing and terrifying. And no matter what you think, no matter how many times you go to these shows and you think you know what you're in for, motherfucker, you don't know. You don't know. You don't know what you're going to get. And that is one of the most amazing and exciting and crazy things about it. So just some preamble. Although we do work for the largest entertainment corporations on Earth, Disney and Hasbro and our other clients do not officially endorse any of the things we're about to tell you.
In fact, please don't tell them I'm here.
These opinions and thoughts that are related to you are just for this room, and any of the language that we might use is not to be carried forth. Otherwise...
As far as the internet knows, I'm a nice lady. Do not disparage me.
And the same thing when people go on Twitter, they're like, Jim is the kindest, one of the most wonderful creators, he's so patient, and I'm like, that's because the rage stays in. Have you ever seen, if they want to get the venom out of a snake, they press the fangs against the edge of the bucket, and then it just like spills into the, I have a little fang bucket back in the hotel, and just finish a day, and it's like, you know, the venom comes out, and it's
the
like,
fang
oh.
bucket is called five shots.
And this is how it goes, but we do genuinely love this stuff, so we're going to base, I don't want you to think that we are above any of this, because God knows we're not. No. We are huge fans, we are huge nerds, we are huge idiots, and so the general format tends to be, we're idiots, you're idiots, conventions are okay. So we're idiots.
We are idiots. That's fine.
It's okay. Do you have some idiocy?
I could go into New York for about really drunk and punk a lot of Korean millionaires, but I'm not going to do that.
Why not?
Okay.
I'm still employed. All right. But, so at a convention a couple years ago, one of the reasons that I got into making comic books is because of the comic book.
You guys read Bone, Jeff Smith?
Yeah. The silence in the room, I was about to walk out. But I had never actually met Jeff. Like, it was like he was this lofty, ideal person far above me with his, you know, like Neil Gaiman-esque hair and his black jacket. I don't interact with people like that. And he was sitting at the end of the aisle at a convention that I went to, and I kept being like, I'm gonna go talk to Jeff Smith. After 10 years in this business, I'm gonna go talk to Jeff Smith. This is gonna be great. And then someone that I know was like, oh, you wanna meet Jeff? And he just went down to the end of the aisle, grabbed him, brought him over to the front of my booth, and said, hey Jeff, this is Katie. And I just went, I'm not ready yet!
Charity is an important trait in professionalism.
So I needed 2 minutes to figure out, because you're supposed to have a speech in your head. Because you don't want to be the exact same person who's like, I've loved your work for years. It's been a huge influence on my career. Like, he's
heard it all before.
So I need to make an impression, and my impression was, wow, people are just fucking weird.
But I bet you he remembered.
I would hope so. I have not had it in me to go up to him at another event, and I see him all the time, like in passing.
But that's why you're hiding behind something and just spying? She's got that little eye
glass. But yeah, it was this moment of like, you know, I'm a fan too, even with everything that I've worked on. But yeah, so like I have this thing that if I see Jeff Smith, I completely freeze up. It's like, hi! Cool! You made a book once. How'd that work out for you?
It's amazing.
Not
it's great. I'm a huge D&D, shocking no one. I'm a huge D&D nerd. I write the official D&D comic now. I just finished a little book called Rick and Morty vs. Dungeons and Dragons that came out this week in stores. Plug. The D&D stuff really changed my life when I was a kid. Anyone even tangentially associated with it is like a fucking wizard to me.